Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Limits calling me out on defenses is still standing out to the texters.
Oh, yeah, the texters like it.
That was unbelievable. That would be like you saying so-and-so's the greatest all-time hockey player. Okay, who are your other nine? I mean, I have to put something
Mario
up Lemieux, in front of
Gordie
me.
Mario Lemieux, Gordie Howe, Mark Messier, Wayne Gretzky, Jaromir Jagr, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin.
Evgeny Malkin's a top 10 player of all time for you.
Yeah, probably not Evgeny Malkin. Sorry, we got to eight.
Not as easy as you think, Limits. I'm watching Caitlin Clark here, and this is awesome. And I've often wondered this. She is at a pro-am with, who's this other golfer she's with? That doesn't matter. Nelly Korda at a pro-am. And whenever I watch pro golf and you watch the gallery at the tee when they're driving, and they're right on the left and right on the right, I always think, how can somebody not accidentally just once blast one at someone's head? Do you think that?
I do think about that.
And then everybody says, well, they're pros. I know they're pros. I've seen a pro baseball pitcher throw a ball 15 feet up the backstop because he loses it. I've seen pro athletes do ridiculous things just once. You know, so Caitlin Clark tees up here at one of these holes. And she hits her tee shot and luckily tops it, but she drills a one bouncer to the left right into the crowd right off the tee. It's unbelievable.
It's probably how my approach would be at the golf tee as well. Not a great golfer.
She's like, sorry. And it's everybody laughs because, it was just luckily she topped it. And then she had another ball in her pocket and cranked it. But, man. For someone who's not a pro, you got to be brave to be standing in that gallery off the tee.
Very.
That ball's coming 100 miles an hour, a little golf ball, Limits.
Unless you know that Caitlin Clark dominates at the driving range like she dominates on the basketball court, I would not want to be in that direct line.
I mean, she's actually pretty good. The more you watch some of the highlights from today, and then everybody went nuts after the thing, and there's a crowd around her like they've never seen a crowd at a pro-am event. Anyway. You've got a trip around the NFL for me. I certainly hope it's not ranking defensive lines, but I guess we're going to take off and find out what it is. Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The big boy's coming up at the bottom of the hour, Mr. Mark Cabali. And love talking to him every week. Want to get his thoughts on how he thinks this defense will hold up. And if he thinks it's a top five defense, then I'm going to immediately ask him to rank the top five if he doesn't think they're a top five defense. I want him to have that at the tip of his tongue, Limit.
So great.
All the texters can stand up for you. They were against you earlier today over our Pirates argument when I said trade Mitch Keller for pitching.
That's right. A lot of them would trade Mitch Keller. One volunteered to drive Mitch Keller to the airport.
You made Mitch Keller sound like he was Madison Bumgarner in his prime.
Actually, Bob Gibson.
Maybe Bob Gibson in his prime.
Yeah.
They're going to change the size of the mound because of Mitch Keller, because he's been so utterly dominant.
Didn't you also say trade Jared Jones?
I would, for a like hitter, yeah. I have questions about how Jared Jones is going to hold up over the long haul. But you, as you shake your head, make it sound like he's untradeable.
That would not happen in my mind, not at all.
Not for anybody.
No. Nope. Unless you're getting Freddie Freeman or something. I don't know.
I mean, if you're getting a young hitter who has just as much potential as him, it's a hitter for a pitcher. You trade You gotta trade good for good. That's what I think you're not understanding.
You think they're going to get an even for even deal?
I mean, that would be the only way I would trade him. Is for a really good young hitter. Sometimes that happens. A really good pitcher is traded for a really good hitter. Now you're going to say, give you an example, right?
Sure.
I don't have one handy. So I guess that takes away the point if I don't have every trade on the tip of my tongue that went hitter for pitcher. And I apologize for that, Limits. Are you ready to take a trip around the NFL?
Let's do it.
I love the music.
FanDuel, we love FanDuel, points out 4 potential possible Super Bowl matchups this year with a question mark. What would you think of these, FanDuel asks.
Please ask me.
Lions-Bills. Eagles-Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
49ers-Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Or Steelers-Commanders.
I mean, based on the game the other day, Steelers-Commanders would be a great game. Don't sign me up for Chiefs-Niners again.
No.
I do not want. That's the lowest of that list. And what were the other two?
Eagles, Ravens, Lions, Bills. Someone finally wins in that game.
I mean, honestly, Lions, Bills would be my top choice.
That would
be an incredible game, and somebody would win. And, you know, I'm from Buffalo, but I also have a longtime affinity for the Lions for some reason. They're so sad. They've been so sad for so many years. They have a great logo, great team colors. They're part of everybody's Thanksgiving, and they had Barry Sanders and Billy Sims and some great players. Al Baker, Bubba Baker, remember him? Of course you don't, Limits, but he had the record for sacks in a year. Unfortunately, sacks weren't kept when he was a rookie. He was a rookie and had over 23 sacks, but they don't count because they didn't keep it as a stat back then. You didn't know that, did you?
No, it started in, what, 82?
Something like that, yeah. How about you? Which Super Bowl would you like?
You know, I feel like over the last 10 years, we maybe had one Super Bowl where you could just watch it and you're like, I don't care who wins. It would be great for both sides if whoever wins. It seems like now everybody's rooting against Kansas City. Baltimore was in the Super Bowl against San Francisco. You were either rooting for Baltimore to lose or you were rooting for San Francisco to not tie the Steelers in Super Bowls. All the Tom Brady Super Bowls, you'd root against Tom Brady because he's Tom Brady in New England. Steelers in Washington, obviously number one because it's the Steelers. But I would love to see Lions and Bills just because somebody would finally win. And you'd be happy for whoever wins because they've never won it before and it's two suffering franchises. And it'd be a good game to cheer for.
How about your top choice for totally off the radar Super Bowl? Like it's still possible for this to happen, but it's very unlikely. What would yours be? Mine would probably be the Broncos and the Cardinals. Can you imagine that? Bo Nix against Kyle. You know what? I want the Cardinals from the NFC. I'm a big Cardinals guy. I also love that franchise. I'm a big Kyler Murray fan. Of course, I love James Conner. And they're leading their division, and they've been a really good team so far. They're winning close games. They're winning at home. I really want them to get to the Super Bowl. Do you think they could?
No, I don't think there's any chance they make it to the Super Bowl. What about the Chargers against the Falcons? Would that intrigue you at all?
That would intrigue me a lot, yes. I'd be very intrigued by that.
What about a potential matchup between the Houston Texans and the Minnesota Vikings? Somebody finally wins, no?
No, don't like indoor teams.
What if the Bears find a way to sneak in?
Well, no, it's got to be realistic. Matt Eberlews ain't getting to a Super Bowl anytime soon.
Cincinnati and Minnesota?
Don't want the Bengals, no. Not a big fan. Minnesota would bore me.
Next up, from Pro Football Talk, the political dance continues over the Browns' eventual stadium solution. The team wants to build in Brook Park, but Cleveland wants to keep the Browns downtown. This makes me think about the Steelers' lease at Acrisure Stadium being up in 2030. I mean, are they going to renew it? Are they going to look to build a new stadium? Cleveland's looking to build a dome and potentially hold Final Fours and maybe even the Super Bowl at some point.
What's your question?
How do you think this could affect the Steelers with what's going on in Cleveland? Because this will, at some point, I think, probably be an issue with the Browns wanting to build somewhere else. People have pitched Steelers in Cranberry, maybe a stadium?
Oh, get out of here. In Cranberry? No, I want it in the city of Pittsburgh, Limits. My guess is that they're going to look to enhance it, but I couldn't help but notice that David Morehouse went over to that franchise, and he helped the Penguins secure a new arena. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Steelers try to get a new stadium and try to get us to pay for at least half of it. That wouldn't surprise me. Here's the other question, Wonder Twin. Wonder Twin, are you paying attention to me? Who are you talking to?
The IT guys are in here telling me we have to do a significant update to the computers and the music has to stop.
Oh, maybe they could tell you that during the break.
I asked if they could come back later at 12:30, but they said no.
Okay. Here's the other question with that is the dome. That the Cleveland Browns would now play in a dome in the suburbs. And I've wanted to ask this question on the air for a while, if you're listening out there. Would you as a Steeler fan want to play in a dome? Do you want that? It's an honest question. Maybe I'm old school. Maybe I'm yelling at clouds here from outdoors because clouds are outdoors and you can't see them in a dome. But I've always thought that the personality of a cold weather team should reflect the personality of a cold weather city. Some of the greatest moments in Steelers history are literally frozen in time. Jerome Bettis in the mud against Urlacher, Terry Bradshaw sliding in an ice bath at Three River Stadium. Are those just relics from a bygone era and we all want to be comfortable now? And sit in a dome? Maybe we do. You know, it's a different kind of clientele that buys tickets nowadays. I think we kind of jumped the shark when Minnesota went to a dome. They used to play at Metropolitan Stadium on a frozen tundra with Bud Grant, not even wearing a jacket. I mean, that was Minnesota. If you go to Minnesota, you should expect to play in those kinds of conditions. If you go to Cleveland, you should expect to play in those kind of conditions. What's next? A dome for Lambeau Field? The Lamb Dome? What are we doing here? Or maybe I'm just yelling at clouds. I don't know. You, the people, live in this city. You root for the Steelers. I'm guessing that you would want to keep an outdoor stadium. That's part of the fun, part of the theme, the personality, the entire history and ethos of Steelers football is playing the game outside. And it's the same thing with Cleveland and Buffalo and Green Bay and Denver. And pretty soon we're all going to be in domes. And maybe I am yelling at clouds, but you know what? It's best to yell at clouds when you're outside at a football game. 412-928-9370. Or you can text City Limits on that line. Do you want a dome? He just said 2030 for Acrisure. What if that was the case? What if it is like Cleveland? Yes, let's go to Cranberry or somewhere else and play in a dome stadium. I vote no. That's all I have to say to that. How would you vote for that? How do you think people will vote? What's your opinion, Limits?
I say no dome. I've been a staunch no dome person for a long time. The only significant thing that I would like about a dome is the potential to host a Super Bowl here. Because we're getting the draft in 2 years. Maybe the Super Bowl, the Final Four would be awesome. But from a pure Steelers perspective, the game should be outside. I mean, that's just how it is. That's what football is based in. Cold weather, toughness, grit. But I think the NFL is going to go fully dome in the next... All the stadiums, I think, are going to be built to be domed, other than like one or two.
So do I. Buffalo might be the same.
Yeah.
Although I got the impression that might be indoor-outdoor. I should know, but I don't. Are people calling about this, Limits? I hope they are, and I hope they're texting you. And I honestly am very curious to hear from people on whether you would want a domed stadium for Pittsburgh. I mean, some of the most legendary, picturesque, TV-friendly games in the history of that league. I think the league was largely built around NFL films, and part of the lore of the NFL is outdoor football. But maybe now that it's become so ingrained and isn't going anywhere for centuries from now, they don't need that anymore. They'd rather keep the customers comfortable. I sense that that's the trend. And when we're talking about Cleveland and possibly Buffalo, how can we not talk about Pittsburgh in a dome? I'd hate it. That's what I say, but I'm not a paying customer. I used to be one in Buffalo a long, long time ago, and I would hate that. Absolutely hate it. The only thing worse than indoor football is indoor baseball. We're going to get to that, too, because everybody's too hot for the games. You're too hot. You're too cold. How about wear a jacket? I think Limits is with me. I didn't think he would. He seems to be a man who really likes to be comfortable a lot of the time. But
I do.
I'm heartened to see that you want outdoor football.
I wear two hoodies and two sweatpants and a jersey, and I feel warm. Two socks.
I wore this hoodie that I'm wearing right now to bed last night with sweatpants and winter socks. My wife says I go to bed like I'm dressed to climb Mount Everest.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're wearing your hood the entire show. You've worn your hood up.
Yes, I should have a little mini bed under the bed for base camp before I get to the top. It's unbelievable.
We have some passionate texters and passionate people on the phone lines.
Let's hear some people on the text lines. Forget about Kabali for a while. He can wait. Let's go with the text.
Longtime season ticket holder. I love outdoors, but as I get older, a dome sounds good. One texter says. Another texter says, a dome is ridiculous for teams like Pittsburgh, Buffalo, New York, Chicago, etc. Rain and snow make a great NFL game. Highlight the defense of great defenders of a dime. Highlighting the defense of great defender, a dime does sound good. I don't know what the end of that sentence really meant. The younger me says no dome. The older me says dome.
All
I
right.
Like to be comfortable.
We're gaining a pattern here. It's the older season ticket holder that wants comfort. And I respect that. They're paying their money. I get it. I don't like it, though.
Somebody else makes a good point. Guys, you pay $400 a seat to be rained on. Need a dome.
See, when I was a fan, I didn't look at it like that. It was a privilege to be rained upon. It was especially a privilege to have a warm weather team come in here and crack them, right? You want, like in Buffalo, and imagine the same here, you want a snow game. That's what you live for. That's half the fun, to be outside partying and then go into the stadium and be cold. It's okay. It's going to be over in 3 hours.
Texter, Pittsburgh already has a dome. Malzy's head. you like that one, Horace?
Could we call it if they did get one, could we call it the Malzy Dome? Let's hear some calls.
The Minneapolis Malzy Dome. Let's go to Vinny in Springdale.
Hello, Vinny. What do you got?
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, first I want to tell you, I love your show. I love you and Austin. You guys are great.
I appreciate it.
Every day.
Thank you.
But the dome, I'm an old guy. I probably would want the comfort of sitting inside because I go to about two games a year at Steeler games. But if they do build it, I wish it would be like the one in Indianapolis.
Meaning what?
Just like how Indy built theirs. It's kind of like the... It's all brick. It's like a barn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of a round dome or, you know, theirs is very unique and very nice. I've been in it once.
Yeah, I was there once or twice myself, but it's still a dome. I don't know. I get it. I really do. And you're the one who pays to go to two games a year, so I respect your opinion. I guess I just see it differently. I see football as an outdoor sport, especially in cold weather cities.
No, you're right, Joe. You're absolutely 100% right. But if they're going to build one, I want it to be a unique building. That's all.
I hear you, and thank you for the call. And by the way, separate from that call, I couldn't care less about drawing concerts and things into the city. Isn't there enough concerts? We have 17 different venues right now, indoors and outdoors. We have enough good places for concerts. I don't care about that. I care about football. I care about Bettis steamrolling Brian Urlacher with a light snow falling like ticker tape in the mud. I don't know. Does that play have the same sort of legend factor if it's on a carpet indoors with the thermostat set to 71.5? This sucks. We're getting the feedback that people want a dome in Pittsburgh, aren't we?
Here is Troy in Mount Washington.
Hi, Troy.
Joe, what's going on?
Talk
to
me.
I know you don't care, and I agree with you. Football is better played outside. The greatest moments happen outside. Elements change the game and make it more enjoyable to watch. But I get there's concert venues and things around, but imagine being able to put in a dome stadium where you can put 100,000 seats in there, where we will fill it up eventually, and you can start doing different types of things with those, concerts being one of those things, and just kind of having a more enjoyable experience. You have to see the other side, but, like, I get it. Why wouldn't we just build a dome and then still have an outdoor stadium, maybe in Cranberry or something like that? I would much rather still be outside and feel what football is supposed to feel like when it's that time of the year.
Yeah.
But you've got to look at it the other side. There's a lot of great advantages in making your stadium a dome.
I know, but I don't care about them. I only care about football. I appreciate the call, though. I'm getting mildly depressed here, Limits. It seems like the tide is rolling toward a dome. Next.
We're starting to get some people that don't like the dome. Here is Rich on the road.
Talk to me, Rich.
Hey, so I'm not about getting a dome. I just think it's just traditional having, you know, an open stadium at Heinz Field or Acushnet Stadium. And plus, the old heads, they can come to the early games when it's nice and hot. All the true yinzers come out for the cold games. It gets a little bit crazier out. It's more of an experience. But I also want to touch base on, I miss the physical tickets, the aspect of getting a physical ticket, having a player on each side. And it also made scalping a little easier.
Thank you, I would imagine it did. Speaking of Steelers-Ravens, by the way, what about the legendary outdoor games they've had, Limits? What about Troy Polamalu's interception on a very frigid day down there? Didn't that contribute to sort of the aura about that play? I think it did.
Bettis running over Urlacher.
I've mentioned that 17 times.
I know. Just the one that continually pops into my mind. How about Le'Veon Bell running around in the snow in Buffalo?
Oh, how about Jeff Reed sticking a punt like a javelin in that 3-0 Monday night football game, muddy night football game.
You'd get no more ice bowl. The ice bowl from years ago, it would be no more.
I know.
No more instances of that.
Imagine Green Bay if Green Bay gets a dome, I'm done watching football. I will never watch another game.
Will just retire with Ron on the beach. Here is Dylan in North Versailles.
Were you named after Bob Dylan, Dylan?
I was not. No, I wish.
Okay. What do you got?
I just think it's crazy to have a dome in Pittsburgh. I mean, you come to Pittsburgh expecting, you know, cold, rigid weather. I think teams should have to prepare for that. And I don't think every player should have to play in perfect conditions. I think that's why football is so great, because you have to play in different conditions and you go to different weather.
Listen, you're talking to a guy who had an electric football field. I don't know if you're old enough to remember. It was a tin field, and you flick on a switch and the plastic players, because of the vibration of the field, move around. I used to dump flour on that thing to get a snow game going. That's how much I love snow games. And I'm just ready to quit. I don't want a dome. I don't want to watch football in a dome. It sucks in a dome. Like I said, the only thing worse is baseball in a dome.
If those teams that have the same weather all year round want to have a dome, let them have a dome. What's the difference? But if you're going to somewhere like Buffalo or Pittsburgh, those teams that are coming there got to adapt to a new place.
Yes. Spoken a man true to my heart.
Intern Dom wants PNC Park to have a retractable roof. Did you ever hear about this story? This theory got completely shut down, but...
No, but please tell me.
So Intern Dom...
He's a carrier dome guy, right?
Yes, Intern Dom, who goes to Syracuse at the carrier dome, where they play football in a dome and basketball in the same arena, wants PNC Park to have a retractable roof so that there are no rain delays. And I said, Dom, Have you seen the construction at PNC Park? How would they have a retractable roof without completely changing the skyline of the view at PNC Park? You would literally have to change so many things in the outfield to be able to accommodate for that. That would disrupt everything.
I like Dom's thinking, though. I do.
For like 3 rain delays a year?
No, I'm kidding. Retractable. I guess I could live with retractable, except they'd always put it up for football games when it snowed. One more phone call on this, then we move on.
I got 2 more good ones for you. Here
right.
is Ann, who wants the dome.
Hello, Ann.
Joe!
What?
Joe, I need a dome for us old people.
I know. I'm getting the old people.
And Joe,
yes?
Joe, I've been trying to sell my season tickets for years, and nobody will want them.
Is
and
this
they're
real?
Really good seats.
Is this real? That's not real. Sorry. Was that a real person?
Yes, it was a real person.
It was?
Yes.
Go back to her. I'm sorry, Ann.
You idiot.
That was not a real person.
I think it's a real, maybe not now. I don't know.
No way.
I thought it was.
Did you?
Yes.
You idiot, she said at the end.
She was probably trying to get somebody to buy her tickets. And you made
We're not a brokerage here. We're a talk radio show.
I know that.
Next.
Here's Eric in Washington.
Joe, you tell Ann I'll take her season tickets. I don't want a dome. No dome. I'm with you. You know why? The having no dome makes those Steeler games signature. Signature.
Right.
With snow.
Yes.
And toughness and grit. And it's intimidating to all those other, blankety blank teams from the South who
yes.
can't take the rain and the snow. Oh, my. What will we do? Tell Ann I'll take her tickets. I'm an old timer, too. I want the snow. I want the elements. There's something special about doing that on Christmas Day or doing it on when they have the games on Christmas Day or even when it's like 3 inches of snow on the ground or 5 inches. It's what makes a Steeler game special, Joe.
Oh, man, was that great. You're right. Limits, give that man a parting gift. That's exactly right. Have you ever seen the beginning of the legendary NFL Films piece on the 70s Steelers? It starts with a car driving up to Three Rivers Stadium, I think. And it's raining or slushing or snowing or freezing. Isn't that us here? Isn't that Pittsburgh? I don't think football games in a dome is Pittsburgh. I don't. I've lived here now for November of 89. How many years have I lived here? 34, 35 years. Lived in Buffalo for 20 or so. Both cities very similar. Both very similar football mentalities. Very. And that guy spoke to it. I can't remember now whether it was him or the other guy. That part of the ritual, that's the word I've been searching for. Part of the ritual of being a fan base in a town like this is leading these other teams into your ice bowl or your snow bowl or your mud bowl to be ritualistically slaughtered to your great delight. It's not the same in a dome. It's not. You might as well have these games in Mulsey's living room. Limits, who's next? I have a headache. I quit caffeine and now
Ann called back.
Me.
I was talking to Ann.
I'm sorry.
She said she has genuine season tickets, but somebody thinks that Ann was Johnny the Barber.
Something was going on.
I don't think Ann was Johnny the Barber.
Can you tell her I'm sorry?
I did.
You idiot, she said at the end.
You're an idiot, and I said, Ann, I'm sorry for how Joe reacted. She said, I called him an idiot because I actually have seats. I'm trying to sell my seat license.
Well, again, we're not a ticket brokerage here. Does she want to do it over the air? Does she want me to give her number, have people visit to buy the tickets?
If that was
show
actually
them around the seats? I don't.
If that
don't
was
do
actually
that
Johnny the Barber, well done, Johnny.
I don't think
it was.
I don't drive carts and things of that nature. Let's get to the big boy, shall we? Boy, we roused a real topic there, didn't we?
That is one of the best impromptu topics I think we've ever done.
Can we play that guy's rant again at 1 o'clock? Should we come back to this? Because I feel like it figures
yes.
in. It figures in this game. You know why? Because this is old school football. This is one of the last rivalries that's just built around violence, really. Physical play. That can still happen in the NFL, and Ravens and Steelers are proof. You know, there's that number out there about how they underperform after they play each other, the week after, because of how physical the game is. We'll talk to Hokie about that tomorrow.
I don't drive carts and things of that nature.
I changed Hokie's mind. Hokie, of all people, for God's sakes, that's a guy that jumped into the river. I think the Allegheny, on a bet after a Steeler practice, jumped into the frozen river, was telling me he wanted a dome, but I talked him out of it. We'll talk to him about that tomorrow. We'll talk to the big boy next. He probably wants a dome.
A texter wants Ann's tickets.
All right. Well, put him or her in touch with Ann.
Ann will have to call back.
I don't drive carts and things of that nature.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.